You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get into some other things, the Knicks and Mike Brown after the other day, putting up a banner at the Garden. We'll get into that, and luckily the Knicks basically, no, we're not going to be doing that. We're going to pass on the NBA Cup. The Emirates NBA Cup, by the way, made sure that Adam Silver getting in that sponsor time and time again as the Knicks were victorious Tuesday night out there in beautiful Las Vegas. But it is a season now. It was a week ago tonight. Right, I took my son, last Thursday night. My son had hockey practice, took him to hockey practice, everything and the like. Got home. Donna was not feeling particularly well. She's back, teaching kindergarten, and she caught something from one of the kids, Parents send their kids sick to school all the time, right? So she caught something from one of the kids. Stomach bug, right? Was up till 4 o'clock that morning with Donna as she's throwing up all over the place, right? Terrible, terrible stomach bug. But here's what you think as a parent when that's going on, right? And you think as a parent at that stage, number one, you got to, care for your wife. You got to make sure everything's A-okay. Number two is, you've got to fumigate the house because the last thing you want to have happen is that stomach bug. So you're wiping down everything with Lysol. You're spraying the house down with Lysol. You're doing everything you can. You're cleaning up the floor. Luckily, we had the pail and everything like that. So it wasn't all that big of a cleanup. But the fear that you have as a parent, if you don't have kids, this is the fear. It can't run through the house. Like the last thing you want to have happen is that stomach bug runs through the house. So that was Thursday night, Friday. Saturday night, drive home, Gregory, he had a hockey game, mid-Fairfield, right? Saturday night, get home, 8:15 Saturday night. My wife texts me as I'm driving home from Norwalk, Connecticut. Paul's not feeling particularly well. Uh-oh, right? Laying down. Get home, not 10 minutes. Paul's laying down in our bed, in our bedroom, over to the side, didn't realize his stomach was not feeling well, barfs all over the room. Like projectile vomit. My wife at that time is making Christmas cookies with Jackson and her. Like, Jackson and her making Christmas cookies in the kitchen. I walk in that, now the room reeks. Like, I don't want to make any. I understand we're approaching lunchtime. People are eating bagels. They're enjoying themselves, whatever it might be. Room is absolutely stinks. Donna looks at me and says, you're going to handle this. Absolutely. Because you have to carry out the marching orders at that point in time. You know, there's no team aspect to this. There's none of that. So basically, holding my nose as I'm cleaning up vomit all over the bedroom. Now it's on the bed, it's on the sheets, it's on the rug, it's all over the place. Paul, almost getting out of the bed, steps into it. It was a disastrous scene, right? So that was Saturday night. Paul throws up, take a half hour, 45 minutes, clean up the bedroom, strip the bed and remake the bed, put the sheets into the washing machine and everything like that. So now we got two down. Donna's down, Paul's down. Sunday night, Greg, we have family over for Gregory's birthday. He just turned 9. Gregory's passed out on the couch as everyone's there, sleeping, right? Gregory has flu. So now we got stomach bug and we got flu A running through the house. Now, the last one, well, there's two left. There's me and then there's Jackson. Jackson then, that night, up all night, throwing up in the bathroom. Now, he luckily was able to make it to the toilet, so there was no cleaning up. So as I got this call, I think it was like Tuesday, I got a text from David and Ryan, Monday or Tuesday, I forget what it was. Like, can you do the midday show on Thursday? This is like Shangri-La, based on what I've gone through for the last 5 days. I've been to the Minute Clinic with the kids as they're playing with the, you know, the latex gloves, bopping around. I've dealt with Donna's stomach bug, Paul's stomach bug, Jackson's stomach bug, Gregory flu A. I'm the only one that has not gotten sick. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've not gotten sick. But that is what the Melusa's household up in Connecticut has been like since a week ago, last 7 days. Last 7 days, it has been that. It's been dealing with quirky stomachs, a lot of throw up, a lot of clogged toilets, and my youngest son, Gregory, dealing with the flu. So when I got the call from David and Ryan, hey, can you do the show on Thursday? I'm like, yeah, what time? When do you need me? 10 a.m.? Sure, I'll fill in. I was like, yeah, okay, sounds good. And I get a little bit of a reprieve. But here's the, we want to know the big lesson. First off, it is the season where everyone gets sick and kids get sick. And parents, I mean, sending their kids sick to school, we don't do that, but parents do. And I get it, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. But when your wife asks you to do something, just do it. There's no like debate, no, you know, conversation. Just carry out those marching orders and you take care of business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you just do it. Garbage needs to go out. You got it, honey. Clean up the vomit. You got it. No problem. No worries. Lysol the house. Wipe down every doorknob in the house. No doubt. No problem. But here we are. Knock on wood. I've not gotten sick. Not yet. Not yet. And we're almost home. Chris in Bayshore is up next to the Fed. What's going on, Chris?
Moose, it's great to hear you during the day. I always enjoy your stories. And, yeah, it's nothing like having kids to get your house all infected.
No, it's terrible, Chris. It's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable. That's why, you know, mine are two grown-ups now, and it's awesome. It's great. But, listen, a couple of things. First, it's great to hear you talking hockey on the Fan. And I think if you'll allow me, I got a Yankee point and a Ranger point. I think I've been watching the Rangers since the Hatfield days, and it's so obvious. Everybody that's called has been right on, and yourself, and they're unwatchable. I mean, they're just it's something seriously missing. And I think that I joke around all the time. I think a guy like Brady Tkachuk would be perfect, but you know, obviously that's going to upset the cart. I mean, you pretty much handed the team to JT Miller, who some nights looks like he's just either incapable or disinterested. I don't know. He plays hard most of the time, but you know, you can't bring in another guy, you know, when he's already there. So, but I think a Brady Tkachuk guy or a Shanahan kind of guy, somebody that has skills that makes you skate with your head up, it's just, they don't have it. It's just not, Rempy's not the answer for that. And they're just almost unwatchable. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Phil, I mentioned to a caller last hour or earlier this hour, I enjoy still watching the Rangers. I get the point that you're making. We're far away from where the team was 3 years ago. It's a far cry from the electricity, from the explosiveness, from what they were able to do offensively. Now, there were limitations to that team. They were very power play dependent. We know what the three pillars of are when you look at Stanley Cup playoff hockey: goaltending, penalty kill, power play, right? They weren't great 5-on-5. That was something that was broken down in terms of being offensively productive. So there were issues when you looked at that group as well. But, you know, now you've got, you still have Panarin on the team. You still have Zibanejad on the team. You still have, obviously, Miller's the captain. Keandre Miller gone. He's in Carolina. The explosiveness from this team is gone. And there's just a lot of guys on this team that I think are NHL caliber players, but there's a limitation to what they are from a talent perspective.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, Gavrikov, whatever, they gave him a long deal. But the D-Core, I mean, those four, there's three or four or five of them, whatever, they're, you know, playing musical chairs with Vakanainen or whatever. But, you know, that D-Core is average at best. I mean, you know, without Fox, and he's kind of having a better season point-wise, and looks to be having a better season. But they're just lackluster. I mean, you know, it's really, you watch, and they just can't score. I mean, you talk about Panarin and Zibanejad, but they just can't score. There's not a creator on the list or a guy that, you know, will stand in front of the net. Cooley tries, but I mean, there's nobody that'll stand in front of the net and get those messy goals at all.
A little bit of dirty goal. I mean, Chris, you're not wrong. I mean, you're 100% correct. I mean, you're not wrong from that aspect of it. They don't have that guys, and now that I think their inability to generate that offense. Now they're, instead of just getting pucks on net, now they're trying to be a little bit too fine. I mean, that's the other issue when you look at this group. Poughkeepsie bound we go. It's Bill. It's the Fan. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays to you and your family, and I hope your kids feel better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've turned a corner, Bill. We've turned a corner. You know, they're all on the mend. They're all feeling better. But it was, you know, a rough 6-7 days, no doubt.
Well, I'm glad there's light at the end of the tunnel. I wanted to talk about the Giants. Obviously, they have issues. That's probably the understatement of the year. You know, they need help in the secondary. They need to bolster their O-line, maybe get some more pass rushers, D-line. But can you talk about how important, like, having a reliable kicker is these days in the NFL? And can you see them drafting a kicker, maybe like number 3 or number 4? And
in the third, you're talking about in the 3rd or 4th round?
Yes.
I don't know if you necessarily need to do that. I mean, I haven't looked at who's going to be available from a place kicker position. And when you're looking at the NFL draft, but there have been guys that have been really good college kickers that don't necessarily translate to being really good NFL kickers where they've spent draft capital on them. His name is slipping my mind. He was drafted by Cleveland, Jed York. Remember Jed York,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yep.
He was out of LSU. I think
didn't
they spent 4th or 5th round draft choice, huge leg, and he was just inaccurate, right? You look at Jake Moody. Jake Moody drafted by the 49ers out of Michigan, right? They ended up getting rid of him. Then he's now with Washington, bounced around a little bit before landing with the Washington Commanders. Now, know, those guys have got that kind of leg talent, and you want to make sure, here's the deal, like, and I just didn't love Koo coming aboard because he was an indoor kicker down in Atlanta. He had missed big kicks with the Atlanta Falcons. Now you're sticking that kicker up here in the Northeast. I didn't necessarily think it was going to translate. Yeah, I think the Giants have got to resolve that. That's got to be, you know, something that is at the top of the list is not. But in today's day and age of place kickers in the National Football League, you know, you've got to be accurate at 55 plus.
True.
I mean, that's it. True. I mean, and I'm not talking about being Aubrey. I'm not talking about being the Jacksonville kicker. But you've got to, I'm not talking about hitting 67, 68 yarders. But when you get, when you're in range, you've got to be in range in today's day and age in the National Football League. When you're at the 38 yard line of the opponent and it's going to be a 55 yarder, you've got to be in field goal range.
All true. And, I'll let you go, and happy holidays again, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Bill. And I think it's, you know, for the Giants, when it comes to the NFL draft, let's see exactly where they end up, what pick, what selection. It's great to read the quotes from Evan Neal the other day that he has no regrets. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating. The Giants have got to, as an organization, and we'll see who the coach is. We'll see if they stay the course with the general manager, Joe Shane, or if there's significant change following this season. But whoever is the head coach of this team, the culture and the accountability has got to be there. Like, it can't be, and I get in today's day and age of professional sports where there's player empowerment, you see it more in the NBA than you do anywhere else, but where, you know, you want to be everyone's best friend. That doesn't work. It really doesn't. You know, there's a reason why Belichick has won. There's a reason why Vrabel has turned the corner. And I understand a brutal loss, blowing the lead that they did this past weekend at home up in Foxborough against the Buffalo Bills, and what a comeback by Josh Allen and company. But reason why Vrabel is successful, reason why Sean Payton's successful in Denver, reason why Harbaugh is successful in Los Angeles with the Chargers, the culture, the, you know, the nonsense has got to come to an end. It's great that Abdul Carter had a kind of breakthrough game this past Sunday in a loss against the Washington Commanders, but, you know, he has to have the nonsense with him has got to come to an end. See, he's freaky athletic good. He's got to understand what it means to be a professional football player week in and week out, and the commitment. And to be great, you got to go above and beyond. And you got to bring in a head coach that's going to define what Giant football is going to be here moving forward. And you got to win. Well, that's easier said than done. You got to win. And this is an all-important hire. I mean, we can get into the general manager and Joe Shane, but when you're looking at the head coach, you know, the Giants have gambled on McAdoo, who was in-house, didn't work. Gambled on Pat Shurmur, didn't work. Gambled on Joe Judge, didn't work. Gambled on a guy that, you know, won collegially, won in the NFL as an assistant at success with Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills, and Brian Daboll, didn't work. So that's where the lean now is. Let's bring in a guy that's got some sort of an experience, some sort of resume, can be able to handle it. We know exactly what we're going to get. And I understand that. There needs to be some accountability that comes along with it. What is going to define Giant football? I've said it time and time again. What's going to define Giant football here moving forward? Outside of the personalities, when you're looking at Dart, Scataboo, after he comes back after that grotesque ankle injury that he suffered against the Philadelphia Eagles, what is going to define you? You used to know that when you thought about the Giants. Giants were a tremendous cold weather team. Could be able to run it. Great offensive line. Could be able to get after the quarterback. You don't even have to go back to the days of Sims. I mean, that was it with Eli Manning. And Eli Manning is another perfect case in point when we talk about analytics. Eli Manning in the regular season was remarkably inconsistent. I mean, there would be no debate about Eli Manning making it to the Hall of Fame if you just looked at it, what he was in the regular season. You're not a Hall of Famer. What defines Eli Manning is what he was able to do in those two playoff runs in 7-11. And that throw to Manningham in Indianapolis was one of the great pressure throws that you'll ever see. The Tyree catch was kind of an outlier. I mean, it was an unbelievable catch by David Tyree. You give Eli credit for evading the pass rush and staying upright and tossing the ball down the field. I mean, it was a remarkable catch. But Eli was able to raise his level in a couple of playoff runs. Two epic runs. I mean, you could make the argument that 2007 run, you know, to go on the road, Tampa, Dallas, Green Bay, and then to beat the previously undefeated New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona, it's right there as one of the great Super Bowl championship runs that the NFL has ever seen. 11:39, Malusa's with you, 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.